radio free. See blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. Here we are again, back by popular demand. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, another week planned. Tonight, Monday night, waiting to hear from John Clark, who called me about what's going on in Arizona right now and Invasion USA. And Mr. Clark represents the group Americans for Immigration Control, among others as well. But before we get into that, you remember Congressman McDonald, Larry McDonald? He's the congressman from Georgia that was on flight 007 that the Soviets brought down, and Ronald Reagan's buddies, remember? Well, genuine Homeland Security, an assassinated congressman's proposal. This is a report by the late Congressman Lawrence Patton McDonald, murdered aboard Korean Airlines flight 007, as you probably recall, September 1st, 1983. While Americans wrestle with defense matters of growing costs, manpower needs, voluntarism versus the draft, and even the matter of a national will, it is refreshing to note there is one country that has adopted a formula that has resolved these very same vexations. What country do you think it is? That country is Switzerland. And amazingly, the Swiss have successfully applied this national defense formula for centuries without the problems of popular division. In fact, the Swiss concept has promoted unity among the people of that small but mature nation. He said, "The people of Switzerland are to be envied for their many achievements, and the policy achievement of a plan for armed neutrality could be, he said, what? Could be applied here and should be applied here as a model in whole or in part. The concept of armed neutrality was a policy favored by our founding fathers, but the warnings in advance of founding father George Washington has been lost to 20th century Americans. Perhaps even at this late date, we could find many answers to our current problems by observing the Swiss way of total defense concept." Who killed Larry McDonald is the question. Who did? Who was responsible for it? It happened during the so-called Reagan administration, the so-called hater of the evil empire. And yet Ronald Reagan never even acknowledged the murder of Congressman McDonald on that flight. Unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. When we come back from the break, hopefully we'll have John Clark with us and we'll talk about the border again and what's going on and what's not happening. And we'll read more about armed neutrality from the late great Congressman Lawrence McDonald. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do, and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
All righty, we're back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio Free America, a topic which is growing in intensity in all quarters, even in the left-wing establishment media, is the question of the border, or what's left of the American border with Mexico, and the invasion into the United States. Most Americans are not trying to get into Mexico. It's Mexicans that are trying to get into America. And George Bush has basically said, come on in, break the law, we welcome you. On the line now is John Clark, who is a member of Americans for Immigration Control and a number of other groups. Hello, John.
How you doing, Rick?
All right. Good to have you again. And, John, what is happening currently now at the border with the United States and Mexico, particularly in Arizona?
Well, as you all know, the Minuteman Project was a really ray of hope that we had to curb the invasion of our country by Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The Minuteman Project started in April. There were volunteers, about 400, went down the border and really stopped the flow. They stopped the drug traffic coming across. They also stopped the illegal aliens. They were very successful. And the Mexican government is really upset about it. They're upset about us trying to enforce our borders, trying to enforce our immigration laws.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, George Bush, like you said, this man is totally out of control. He appoints an attorney general who was a member of La Raza, which is connected to, MALDEF, OTSLAN. OTSLAN is an organization that figures the Southwest United States belongs to Mexico.
Yep.
And he's the Attorney General of the United States. Kinda Sleazy Rice, I don't know if that's what I call her anyway. She calls all these Minutemen vigilantes.
Yes.
And she said only the American government, the United States government, can control the border. Well, they haven't, and they won't. They can't, and they won't.
At the same time, here she is lecturing the Syrians about patrolling their borders. Can you imagine, huh? What arrogance.
Yeah, and a lot of people are looking at her as maybe the next president of the United States. I mean, what has happened to this country, Rick?
Well, it's going right down the tubes. I mean, that's what's happening. We no longer have borders. And, you know, history, John, as we've said before on this show, history will attest to the fact that the last stage of the collapse of any country is when it can no longer safely or honorably patrol its own borders, when it gives up its borders. Now, you probably heard the commercial before you came on about FTAA.
Yes.
And CAFTA, and all of this is being promoted by this administration and by many in Congress, of course, for obvious reasons. These guys are on the take. They're on the pay. These people are selling out to these major corporations and so forth that have no loyalty to America.
Yeah, they've done it a long time ago. And NAFTA was the beginning of the end because in NAFTA, it says that if we have to have an elimination of the border. That is in NAFTA.
Right. I know that. Yeah.
And, the American people really have to wake up to the reality of what's happening. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is a thing that is – this won't be the United States of America. I thought it would take 20, 25 years. It is accelerated.
Oh, absolutely.
We have President Clinton, who should be tried for treason. We have George Bush, who should be tried for treason. Both of them should. The reason why Bill Clinton is he put in the Motor Voter Act, which allows illegal aliens to vote in our elections, which they've been doing for many years. We have George Bush, who is not guarding our country. He should be tried for treason. Red China right now controls the Panama Canal. I think we've talked about this before, thanks to Jimmy Carter. And they're working with Chavez in Venezuela, who is a communist, who's working with Fidel Castro. Chavez just bought 100,000 AK-47s. He's working with FARC in Colombia.
Yep.
He's also working with Red China. He's working with Russia.
Chile,
and,
by the way, also with Lagos.
Chile, and also Brazil.
And
Brazilian Peru. President. And Peru. Now, they are all lining up against this country, and our whole southern border is wide open. Now, the American people are just sitting there going, oh, this can't happen. This can't happen. Well, one day they're going to have a very rude awakening like what happened with 911. Just four airplanes changed our way of life in just hours.
Well, you saw that you saw that report from California last week. I believe that was a policy report more than anything of the father and son, and supposedly the son admitting to being in Al Qaeda, and them planning to do some pretty bad things in hospitals and various facilities in the public arena. Well, you know, that's a small sampling of what is coming over the border every day, and there's no way now George Bush can claim immunity for responsibility should anything happen. He has deliberately abdicated his responsibility to protect America and her borders. We have absolutely no true control over who and what comes in that border. It's a cesspool. Yeah.
Well, it's a hoax. The Minutemen Project was a success, but they're being attacked now by Bush's people. One is William Crystal. I think you're probably aware of.
Yes.
William Crystal and Wolfowitz are probably the two main reasons why we went into the neocons that run Washington, D.C. Well, they have infiltrated the Minutemen Project. They've taken over their computers. They've taken over their mailing list. And they're just going to destroy the Minutemen Project. Now, there's a organization or a gentleman down in Yuma, Arizona, who's been trying to stop the invasion, the same thing same way the Minuteman Project did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been stymied by the Indian police, the so-called Indian police. Well, it turns out they're not even Indians. They're Mexicans who were given a land grant by Wilson because they did some of the projects down in that area back in the 20s. Now, here they are going out and telling these men they can't go on federal property, not Indian property. They don't even have to traverse Indian property. They are on government property. They go out and barricade them, and they're preventing them from going there to stop the drug cartels. Now, here's the Indian supposedly an Indian tribe that are Mexicans that have a casino, and they're also collecting welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is simply outrageous. Now, I talked to a senator from Arizona's office today, and I said, you know, you have to get down there and try to do something about this. You know, why are these people allowed to prevent American citizens from going on their property that they've paid for by their taxes? And they said, well, it sounds political. No, it's not political. Go down and do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've told so many people, these politicians in Washington, they can't or they won't do anything. The only way anything's going to be done, Rick, is the American public has to do it.
Well, they admitted that when the Minutemen Project actually resulted in patrolling the borders, which the Border Patrol then later said, we won't do anymore, because if we do, then we'll be shown up to be the fools that we are. I mean, they abdicated their responsibility, didn't they?
Well, not only that, we put out an alert just a couple of weeks ago, because when I was down there filming for this documentary, a lot of the ranchers said, why are the Border Patrol always just out on the highways, on the roads? You know, you can hear their tires. Why aren't they down by the fence? Well, I found out from a couple of Border Patrol agents who were willing to talk that the reason why is the drug cartels have put out word that if they're along the fence at night, they're going to be shot. That's why they're not patrolling the fence. Now, as you well know, I'm here in Florida, and I've talked to Border Patrol here, and they have four agents for seven counties in Florida. And that's four agents to patrol the ports, the airports, the bus terminals, you know, the water ports, you know, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, the finger in the dike. That's the finger in the dike, John.
Four agents. But not only that, they try. I said, how are you doing on interior enforcement? They said, we can't do it. They said, don't even say that because ICE, which is the new INS, has mm-hmm. taken over. They jump all over the Border Patrol if they try to enforce mm-hmm. interior enforcement.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Minutemen proved that. They proved that they were doing the job, and they embarrassed the Border Patrol.
Well, not only, like I said, these neocons, Bill Bennett, who's a neocon, who's associated with Jack Kemp, the ex-football player. My wife is from Venezuela. She sent me a report that Jack Kemp is a friend of the revolutionary movement of Chavez, and he's connected directly with Bill Bennett. Now, you know, and they've infiltrated the Minuteman Project. They're going to destroy it.
What has Mr. Simcox and others had to say about this?
They didn't know about it. They didn't. They've offered to set up our computer system. Of course they have, because now they're putting in spyware. They have all their lists mm-hmm. of all the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a sad state. The only, like I said, Rick, the only way anything's going to be done, the American people that are listening to your show have to get out there and do it themselves and don't be swayed by money greed. This is what's driven this country into the ground. People trying to grab as much as they can, feather their own nest. Think about the country.
That. They've sold out for dirty, filthy lucre, and that's unfortunate.
Get out there and protect this country. Now, the Minuteman started out as a great project, but somebody dangled a carrot in front of them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm afraid it's really a shame.
No, it is.
And the only way we're going to get this now, the shining light right now is Tom Tancredo has announced he's going to run for president. In 2008.
Well, watch what the media do to him. All right, stay where you are. Drew from Arkansas is on the line. We'll get to you and others as well. Our guest, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with Uncensored Radio Free America.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
All right, we are back now. John Clark is with us to talk about the invasion into America that's going on. And we'll take your phone calls if you want to get on the line now. Toll free, 800-313-9443 is the number. And let's see, we do have Drew in Arkansas. Is that right, Drew?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Hello there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Appreciate it. I'm assuming Mr. Clark is your guest.
Yes, he is.
I thought he was a caller.
No, he is my guest.
All right. Well, I salute the Minutemen, number one. Number two, I'm as a former United States Marine, I will stand behind the Minutemen 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I am not on the government side at all, and I feel that those that are responsible for setting up the Minutemen Project did it correctly,
mm-hmm.
in as much as those of us that attempted to bring forth notoriety and truth and wisdom to the American people in 1992 when Waco was burned to the ground and women and children died needlessly, the word militia was browbeated to death in the American newspapers to the point where you mentioned the word militia to the common American and the first thing he thinks of is somebody armed ready to shoot him. Mr. Clark, you made a comment, and then later on you made a statement about you were married to a Venezuelan woman. I personally have several friends in Venezuela. I've got a number of former United States Marines who fought in Southeast Asia have moved to Venezuela and would have discernment to have a discussion with you in the sense of you advising that Chavez wants to attack the United States when, in fact, the powers to be in Washington would more than happy to have a war with Venezuela because Venezuela is a large exporter of oil to the United States. Mm-hmm. And Chavez has the problems that Chavez has had to do in going forth and making treaties with people that I would not virtually talk to, such as Mr. Castro. He's been forced to do so because the American government has basically shoved him into a corner. And you made a comment about the 146,000 rifles that Chavez has bought. 146,000 rifles, sir, is nothing compared to the population of Venezuela, nor to the antiquated ammunition and guns that the military actually has.
Now, okay.
You might want to explain
why 1.5 million Venezuelans marched in the streets to try to get rid of Chavez. Chavez is a communist. He's working with Fidel
Castro. I don't live there, and I have not seen the reports of what you say.
I have a number
of Marines that live there that say, and granted, I'm sure 1.5 million may have, but that is their right under Chavez, where they didn't have that right before Chavez was elected. Now, they've been doing things under Chavez that never happened before in 60 years of the previous government. One of those things was marching in the streets. Now, you made a comment. Wait a minute. Hold it, sir. Sir, you made a comment that Chavez is a communist in the sense of, in some points, I agree he's made some steps, but most of the steps that he's been making have made a lot of people in America pissed off because they own land in Venezuela, but they're not doing anything with it. Much like what's happened in Iowa, Nebraska, and Indiana, where the federal government is paying farmers, don't farm this land when we need food. The bottom line is Chavez has taken a large lot of land away from citizens that don't live in Venezuela, that don't want the land properly used. And we're talking about farmland. We're not talking about the jungle area. Just yesterday, Venezuela news report said that there was a war going on close to the Brazilian border, and because the Venezuelan government had sent a bunch of troops down there, the troops from Venezuela were on an uprising against Chavez. A personal master gunnery sergeant, retired United States Marine Corps, looked into that this afternoon for me, flew his plane down there, and called me on the phone and laughed and says it's a joke. Now, sir, I don't have a problem with what's going on in Venezuela because, one, I don't live there. Two, I know Venezuela's not against the United States, and they're not coming up here to invade the United States when they've got enough problems of their own in their own country.
Drew, let John respond.
My wife is now in Venezuela now, okay? She just left and went down there to visit her family and get some things done.
Right.
Why don't you tell that to the 1.5 million Venezuelans that march in the streets to try to get rid of Chavez, okay?
When did the 1.5 million march in the streets?
1.5 million, this was a year ago. Let me finish now. I listen to your rebuttal.
Drew, let him finish, please.
I have been to Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at it objectively, and what they've done over the years, and this is exactly what they're trying to do to this country. They allowed all these illegal aliens to come in from Colombia. That's their father now. That's their army. And what Chavez is doing, he's trying to take away any icon to connect with the United States. He is an enemy of this country.
And so is George Bush.
Right.
So who's the bigger enemy? Right, the bigger enemy is George Bush.
Fidel Castro and Chavez and Red China and Russia all working in collusion together.
Now, that's true.
Now, Chavez bought 100,000 AK-47s. Now, you say that's not enough, but he's also working with FARC, who controls the drugs out of Colombia. Connected with that, he's also trying to destabilize Costa Rica. He's working with the Marxists in Mexico.
Right. I've got a break. Gentlemen, can you stay on the line, Drew?
Yes, sir.
Mike from Texas and John Clark, it's getting pretty hot. Good dialogue. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, we are, and we're having a rather heated exchange, and this is good because we're really getting to where the rubber meets the road. Our guest, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, and Drew from Arkansas, you're still with us on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what exactly is your point, Drew, as far as Venezuela is concerned? What do you think basically is happening vis-a-vis the United States?
Here in the United States, the Americans are being spoon-fed by Condoleezza Rice and the Bush administration in trying to point out that Venezuela is our enemy when, in fact, they haven't been. And the CIA, as everybody that has any common sense, can legally get out and investigate. The CIA and the powers to be behind the government are the ones bringing in cocaine from Colombia and orchestrating big money down in that part of the world, when if we would just stop our money flow out of the country and supporting these drug lords, maybe, just maybe, we could actually control our borders. Our borders are our problem. They're our problem. We're not stopping the flow of drugs.
I will say this. You heard me read from the murdered Congressman Larry McDonald in the beginning. If we were to be like Switzerland, all of our problems would disappear. Armed neutrality instead of minding other people's business. And I think John Clark would agree with me on that.
Yes, sir. My great-great-uncle Smedley, Darlington, Butler,
that's right,
would be right here leading the American people at Arizona, New Mexico, literally standing up and saying, I don't care if these drug lords are going to shoot us riding the fence row. We're going to ride the fence row. We're going to shoot back.
Okay, Drew, thank you for your call.
Yes,
I appreciate it. John, I think you will agree with me that this Bush administration and the people that orchestrated the neocons, the Zionists, they really want America to intervene all over the world. And with that intervention comes hatred for the American government. So they're really behind creating a problem so then they can offer a solution, John. That's what it's all about.
Well, like I said at the top of the show, that George Bush, we tried for treason. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
But the thing with Venezuela, like I said, 1.5 million people marched in the streets. My wife was one of the marchers, most of her family. And when he says that Chavez was just taking land from American landowners, that is absolutely a falsehood, because he is taking land from any large landowners and distributing it to others. He is a communist.
I don't
and he
doubt
wants to
that.
See the destruction of this country.
I will agree with both of you that, first of all, yes, there is a Marxist revolution going on down there. But what I will agree with Drew on is that that revolution is a direct result of the seeds of interventionism that we have planted in these countries. Just like when we intervened in Central and South America for years, allegedly fighting the communists, and then Jimmy Carter came along and overthrew the anti-communists, put in Marxists, then we had a new enemy, the Sandinistas. Yeah. By the way, they're backed full force in Nicaragua today, the Sandinistas.
Yeah, well, speaking of Jimmy Carter, the elections of Chavez, okay, Jimmy Carter went down and validated Chavez, gave him validation that he actually won. Well, the building, the high-rise building in downtown Caracas, where all the votes were held, the top part of the building burned down so nothing could ever be proved. This man is a thug, Chavez. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't doubt that. I'm not going to defend him, and I won't defend his policy, that's for sure. But I won't defend this country's policy either.
I defend this country. I don't defend our government.
Not the government.
Bush.
The government
our,
is just as
country.
Evil here as it is there. Yeah, I agree. All right, let's take more calls. You're really stimulating a lot of dialogue tonight, John. Thank you. 800-313-9443 is our number. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America, and I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, trying to wake people up by sounding the alarm. Okay, we've got Mike from Texas. Hello, Mike. You're on the program.
Well, how y'all doing tonight?
All right. Thank you.
I just wanted to give y'all a report from the ground down here in South Texas, and I've been watching this for the last couple of months because it's my business to watch it. We rent to a lot of, I don't know if they're illegals or at least they're from Mexico, and we've been in business for 52 years down here, and the last couple months, I have seen a trend. I don't know if it's from the Minutemen or if it's from, the canary in the coal mine that the economy's fixing to go down very big time. But I have noticed that big groups of these people are going back to Mexico in droves. And I haven't heard anybody talk about that, so I thought I'd call you, Rick.
All right, John, are you aware of what he's saying about this reversal here?
Well,
I've
heard just the opposite. I've talked to law enforcement up in New York. I've talked to law enforcement around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they've told me is that the illegals are not even going back to Mexico because the border has been secured because of the Minutemen and other things that have happened, that they feel that it's very difficult to get back, so they're staying here.
In other words, the Mexican government is protecting its borders. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
But we're not protecting ours.
No. Okay. Well, the Mexican government has many vested interests in illegal immigration.
Obviously.
One is $18 to $20 billion sent back by illegals.
I don't know anything about New York, but I'm telling you, in South Texas, that's what's going on because it's my business to know, and it's hurting my pocketbook. I'm glad to see that maybe the Minutemen are doing some good.
Well, I would think that it would be just the opposite, because in the Minuteman, it's very quiet. On the Arizona border, from Sierra Vista to Douglas, Arizona, I just talked to Chris Hancock today, and it's very, very quiet there. They have moved over further west of Arizona on the other side of the Huachucas. And I'm talking about the drug smugglers, primarily here. I haven't heard anything about them going back en masse.
Well,
now, if you know
something, I'm telling you, that's why I've been wanting to call some show and let people know about this. But I know for a fact that there's not as many coming here in renting places in South Texas, and there's more people going back to Mexico leaving here from certain areas.
Well, you're talking about your particular area of the border, not the whole border.
No, I'm talking about...
It could be that, you know, the Minutemen are going to Texas. That's their next objective.
Okay.
They're going to New Mexico and Texas.
I'm not saying... I'm not telling you I know what the cause is, but I'm letting you know a first report
what area,
from the ground.
What area of Texas are you talking about?
Gonzales.
Gonzales, Texas, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, I will pass that on and see if there's a reason for that.
And I'm not saying it's not because of the economy. It could be because the economy is going down, and that's the first, you know, it's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. They could be the first ones losing their job.
Well, also, you know, enforcement has become a little more so because of the heat that the Minutemen did put on. And also, the word has gotten out that the Minutemen are going after employers who are hiring illegal aliens. One of the things that we've been pushing in Congress is that right now there's a it's called a employer verification system. It's voluntary right now, but we're trying to make it mandatory. And all it is an employer would have a toll-free number to call in. The person comes in, and it'll come back yes or no. No other information. Now, if it comes back no, that employer could still hire that person, but that person would have 30 days to prove otherwise. But the thing with the employer, he's given an identification number, so he's taken off the hook. So if it ever came back that he was an illegal alien, the employer is not liable. It is the government. Now, we're trying to get that mandatory. That may be one of the things. And like I said, there are some enforcement going on now, a little more so, because there's so many illegals that are, you know, that have never showed up for court. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands out there.
You know, as you know, thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay.
As you know, John, all across this country now, even up here, as far north as New Hampshire, there are police chiefs, like the one in New Ipswich, New Hampshire, who are now arresting illegals for trespassing charges. And I think you know what I'm speaking about.
Yeah, people are getting fed up. I mean, they're, you know, before the media never told anybody about this invasion. I've been involved with this since 93, and we were, looked like we had this one back in 95, 96. Republicans were on our side, but as soon as this guy George Bush came on the scene, it was all over. This guy is a neocon. This guy is really no good. This guy,
like father, like son. You know, the whole family. They're, you know, they're Illuminists. They're secret society people. John Kerry was no better. They're all in the same basic family.
I talked to John
and all
Kerry.
Of them are international. Yeah, you had something to say about John Kerry, and you interviewed him.
I talked to John Kerry with Chris Simcox.
Right.
I asked John Kerry, I said, Senator, how do you feel about illegal immigration on the border? He said, we need to enforce the border, unlike what the Republicans are not doing.
Yeah.
Now, this is the exact words that we have on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even the Democrats for years, I mean, these people were the worst. I mean,
talk is cheap. I mean, if John Kerry were president, he would be controlled by the same group. That
exactly.
George Bush.
Exactly. That's
you know, we have a group of
people.
Right, the neocons. And quite frankly, they are the worst enemy we have. And those are the words of someone that you know, like Paul Craig Roberts, who has been a Republican or pro-Republican conservative economist for many, many years from the Reagan administration. And he said these neocons are the greatest enemy we've ever had. And this is what they're doing. They're destroying us from within, and this is an outrage. The media are just as corrupt as they've ever been, John. They are not reporting accurately.
Exactly. And when I see Fox News have William Crystal on there as a conservative, I mean, it almost makes me choke. I was at a University of Georgia debate with some people there, and this one guy was saying, us conservatives are going to control Washington for the next 20 years. I said, you're not a conservative, you're a neocon. And your boss that you work for at one time worked for Microsoft and wanted to bring in more cheap labor from Pakistan and India, programmers. And not only that, he also worked for, and still does, work for the Chamber of Commerce, which has a vested interest for bringing in cheap labor. Mm-hmm. Keep going over and over. The American public has to wake up and say, we have to do it. You have to get off your, you know what, mm-hmm. get off the couch, get rid of the beer, forget about the baseball, forget about the football, because we are in deep trouble.
Yeah, and people are just beginning to see this now. Whether there's time left or not, I don't know. But I'll tell you, even up here, John, we have the FBI coming in with the local police because of gangs like the MS-13 gang, right? The MS-13 gang, which is involved in massive terror attacks, killing everything and anything in their path, including children in their mother's arms. This is what we're facing, and this is what is coming here. It's here in our cities now.
I write for Middle American News. I don't know if you get the newspaper.
I don't get it.
I just wrote an article that will be in July's issue. And what I said in the article was that the Minutemen were threatened initially by these gangs, the hyper-violent MS-13 gang from Central America. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, threatened the Minutemen. And I suggested that America needs MS-13 to do the crimes that American gangs refuse to do. Because they're always saying these people are coming here just doing the jobs that American people don't want to do. That's nonsense. That is ludicrous. They're coming here working for less money. American people have to pay, American citizens have to pay everything. Illegal aliens don't pay anything.
No, it's costing.
The only thing they pay is Social Security if they're using a phony Social Security number.
Yeah, and the government has ruled, the courts have ruled, that if an alien in this country has children, and those children are found to be in the community, the city, the town, the state has an obligation to pay for their education. This is what the courts have ruled.
Yeah,
people are not aware of this.
The courts and the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco is one of the most corrupt. Well, you saw what happened with Michael Jackson. I mean, that's the perfect example of our court system.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, we've seen what they've done with the flag and the Bible and what they've done with everything else. I mean, it's the most radical of courts. But here they are, you know, they're basically what they're doing to us, turning our nation upside down on its head. And it's just intolerable. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see if we can take a quick call before we break. Rodney from Texas. Hello, Rodney. You're on the program.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
All right. Say hello to John.
John, how are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Very interesting subject. And I beg to differ with you. I think the most corrupt court in this country is the United States Supreme Court.
Well, who are you talking about, me or John? I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, ever since this cabal got into the White House, well, actually, you could even go all the way back to the first George Bush. You can see how everything has been turned upside down, basically. But, Rick, you were talking about MS-13
mm-hmm.
and how these gangs are armed to the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They got some pretty heavy firepower from what I'm understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even heard some people say that these guys have been trained by our own United States government right down there in Fort Benning, Texas, and they're the enforcement arm for the Bush family who are, you know, I guess evidence strongly points to them being heavily involved in drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys, they've got all this heavy firepower. I'm just wondering, we have to sit around and wait for the FBI and people like this to come in there and pick up the pieces after these gangs come through.
Well, you know, I don't trust the FBI. Look what they did with 9/11.
I guess
quite frankly, we are a nation that has no defense. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
We really don't have a defense here.
Yeah,
I've worked in Congress for many, many years, and I've had many congressmen tell me never contact the FBI.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the most corrupt organizations.
Right.
And look who we have is the Attorney General, Gonzalez, who is a member of La Raza, who's connected with all these racist organizations.
And he even admitted that he's very proud of it also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. La Raza means the race. And Mecha and they advocate, the Aklan movement advocates the overthrow of the southwestern United States.
Yes. Stay where you are, gentlemen. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Rodney and John Clark. Stay where you are. We'll be back with more and your calls on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now, you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos. The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams. Okay, hey, we are back on Uncensored Radio Free America. Got a lot of people that are really outraged, I think, and starting to wake up. And we've got John Clark on the air. John Clark is a videographer. He's produced a lot of videos, like one of them, American Labor Betrayed. And he's a member of Americans for Immigration Control and other organizations. And we've got Rodney still on the line. Is that right, Rodney?
Yeah.
Rodney, what other point did you want to make for John tonight before we move along, because we've got other callers?
Right. Well, I heard a call earlier from Gonzalez talking about how I guess the illegals are going back to Mexico in groves, and I'm baffled at that. I'm down here in Texas, and that's a new light to me.
Yeah, to us too.
And what would they be going back for?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that they are. We'll have to see if we can look into that.
Yeah, I've never heard anything like that, and I work pretty close with the Border Patrol. Yeah.
I mean,
the Minutemen.
The system right now is being it's being designed so that it will encourage them to come to.
Oh yeah,
the
it's a one way street. That's what I've said all along.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, John and Rick. Don't these people have dual citizenship similar to the people from Israel? The Zionists?
They can. Mexico has been promoting dual citizenship. Because
yeah, yeah.
The goal of Mexico, believe it or not, is the colonization of this country. And they've been doing it very effectively. Now, initially, they were after the Southwest, which they call
mm-hmm.
Aztlan.
Mm-hmm.
Aztlan, supposedly the territories that were by the Aztecs, which is pure fiction, pure nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, they found it was so easy that the American taxpayers would pay for this, you know, the takeover of their country. They're going after the whole enchilada. They're going after the whole country. The last video I did, people are calling it colonization. It's not just the Southwest. I know you're overrun in Texas.
Right.
But the Minutemen are coming out there. They're going to be coming there shortly. They're going to California. They're going to New Mexico. As long as we can get these neocons out of the nest down there in Arizona, the neocons being William Crystal and Bill Bennett.
And that's very interesting. Will one of you gentlemen please help me to understand what is the advantage of having a dual citizenship? Just a real simple
answer. You can vote in either country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've got Mexicans voting in this country in our elections, you know what that does, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, here they are now. We've got the first Hispanic Mexican-American mayor in Los Angeles. You follow that, John.
Remember, he was also a member of MECHA, which is a violent organization.
Right.
You may as well consider him an agent of Mexico. You know, years ago, a friend of mine who initially started this saying that we were being invaded, he was saying this back in 93, 94. I thought he was whacked out.
Mm-hmm.
But everything he said has come true.
I hate to say this, John, and I'm not trying to be condescending, but I was talking about it in 86, and we were talking about the sanctuary movement, where these communist nuns were bringing them in to this country, the so-called oppressed, and as part of a revolutionary movement to bring them into the country. We were talking about it, and nobody said a word at all then. We were denounced as Nazis and racists and everything else, you know?
Yeah, well, don't forget the term racist. In my video that I sent you, you saw Izola Foster was called a white supremacist for her views on immigration, and she's black.
Yeah, I understand that. We're up against the break. Can I do this? Can I have you stay over into the second hour, John?
Sure.
Okay, because we've got other people. And, Rodney, thank you for your call. Good points, good questions. Eric in California, you hang on. I promise you we'll be with you in about a minute and a half, okay? And others, 800-313-9443. Invasion USA. I'm Rick Adams.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.